Britfilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 44th International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Dan Veldhuizen, who's presenting his film, his wonderful film, Banana Pancakes and the Children of Sticky Rice. Thanks very much for joining us, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I guess the best way to start off this interview would be, would you be able to tell our listeners what your film talks about?
The film talks about tourism, basically, and about and more specifically about backpacker tourism in Southeast Asia and Laos. And it's not a film about tourism, whereas it's more about like the theme of tourism. Like, as a tourist, why do we go to the other side of the world, wherever we live, to find something that we don't have back home? And that's, in short, what the film is about.
And let's start it from the beginning. How familiar were you with the place before you actually started filming?
Well, I traveled there myself when I was just like doing an Asia tour with my backpack. You know, like, I think a lot of people did that. And I came across Laos as well. And Laos struck me as a place where, I mean, it's just so beautiful there. And the people are so friendly. And I just couldn't help. And with me, most of the other travelers that I met in Laos, like, you just cannot help to have this thought in your mind, like, oh, I wish this place will never change and will stay the same and not become like Thailand or touristic Thailand. And and that thought, that awkward thought, basically, because obviously, you know, development isn't bad at all. It's you know, for the people there, it's a great opportunity to have tourism. That thought was it's the start point of this film.
So when you got there, did you have an idea of what the film would be like, and did you have a structure in mind, or did you just start shooting impulsively and intuitively?
Well, the first time that I got into Laos, actually, like, two times that I was there, I had no idea that I wanted to make a film there. You know, really, the idea of making a film where you enter a film, yeah, on a very local level, and then, you know, turn everything around and then start looking at the tourists from the perspective of the villagers. Mm. That idea came really with my when I filmed my previous film, Stories from Laka Beach, which is right. about the lack of tourism because of the war in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
They had a lot of tourism there, but the villagers, when I was there, first of all, my relationship to the villagers in making this film was like, wow, like, as a documentary filmmaker, to have relationships with people in order to make your film, I mean, that's worth the film alone.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect that I realized there was that when I asked the villagers to talk about, like, to characterize the French or the Dutch, or, you know, it was so embarrassingly precise that I was like, wow, this is such an interesting angle to look at your own culture, true, and for us, exotic culture.
Actually, that's something that interests me, and in the sense that, you know, you're there with a camera. How did, you know, the locals react to your being there and, of course, you know, the presence of the camera lens?
Pretty easy, actually. A lot easier than in Sierra Leone, for sure. But I think that's also part why tourists like Laos so much, because it is, for me, I experience it as a place where, you know, as a backpacker in Southeast Asia, I at least am looking for places where you can observe the tradition and the culture, and you want to be fly in the wall. You don't want to be present, and you, so when people allow you to look at their culture and their community and walk around there without noticing you so much, that's, you know, that's backpacker heaven. And Laos people, they will just let you walk around. And so it was for me also to film, of course, I mean, it takes a lot of time to really get close enough to also show, you know, when someone is feeling bad or so, because, I mean, that's another part of the Laos and the Southeast Asian culture. I mean, it's a lot of smiles, but what is behind those smiles? That took a lot of time, but in essence, to just walk around there with a camera and be flying the wall, it was fairly easy in Laos.
I guess it takes a lot of time too to find the right subjects, and I think part of the reason why this film is particularly fascinating is because it has fascinating subjects, and there's one who comes across as being particularly deep, you know. And you know, there's these moments that break up the more cinema verite narrative, let's say. I'm going to say, use that term, I don't know if it's correct or not, but there certainly are these moments of poetry when you hear his narration, and there's these beautiful, stunning shots of nature and just the beauty of the place.
Two Lao friends are kind of like the protagonists of the film. They're in their mid-20s, and they're part of the first generation of people in this little village that has the opportunity to, you know, choose what they want to do. They don't have to be a farmer. They can study or do something else because of development, because of tourism. So it was very clear for me to choose subjects from that generation, and then mirror also them because I love the backpackers that travel there and come there are kind of in their mid-20s, or those two protagonists, Cao and Sai, the Lao protagonist, they're Cao and Sai. I met them on research trips, and first I met Sai, which is like a guy who came back from the city, who studied, but didn't, you know, he is kind of in the middle. You could say, of because, you know, he went to the city and he got educated, but also this development and the modernity of the city is also a bit too much for him, so he came back to the village and now starts to promote his tourist business in the village. So he is really like standing on, you know, like with one foot in this new makeable world, and on the other side, like he kind of also longs for this authenticity of how the place was. And so he would be the perfect character for this film. And then I met his childhood friend, who is like a farmer and a very traditional guy. And to put those guys, you know, next to each other would be like the perfect way to tell the story.
And of course, as I mentioned before, a little earlier on, there is kind of like this, you're using techniques that are very fly on the wall, but also you have these moments of poetry, and it creates a wonderful atmosphere in many ways. But so I'm actually curious to know about the technical side and cinematography.
Well, I wanted to make a film that would start very fly on the wall, really like an observation film, almost the way that you want to see a place like that according to the book, you know. As a documentary audience, but also as a tourist, you want to see the place without being part of it. Yeah. And slowly the film develops into a more partitionary film. Like I become part as a filmmaker, and as a tourist, I become part of my film as well, because I have an impact there as a filmmaker and as a tourist. So the whole way the film is set up is really to slowly like crack the utopia that is tourism and making documentaries without people thinking that you cannot, that you don't have an impact. You always have an impact. It's never the truth.
And also you seem to be very interested in discovering all these very faraway places. And is this the type of filmmaking that particularly interests you, you know, the exploring, you know, all these places, even for the audience that perhaps isn't really used to like seeing these places in cinema in general?
Well, for now, I guess. There will be other times that I like. There's a lot of other themes that I'm interested in as a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. But as this is my second feature documentary, I really and my first one was about Sierra Leone. I really wanted to do something, because the film in Sierra Leone is really like slice of life, mm-hmm. and it got me the idea to do a bit more. To use that slice of life and bring it over to, you know, like the viewer and to me as a documentary filmmaker. So I really wanted to make this film, but it's not per se that I will make my entire career make films about exploration. Exploration, yeah, but I mean you can explore in so many different. I'm very interested in science, for example. So
well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. You truly made a wonderful documentary, and I was very pleased to watch it. I'm very pleased to get to talk to you.
Thank you very much, and good luck on the festival.
Well, thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.